You look beautiful.
Lovely, brilliant.
The lighting, the picture of the garden's lovely. It's that monster in the middle that's getting in the way.
I know, I should sort of be on one side, shouldn't I? Just let you see what...
are we ready, James, or what?
Yeah, we've been live for a while.
I thought we might.
But we're on already.
Jules, hear that? Live at lunchtime.
Right, so how does this all work? Because I've not actually seen your other live lunchtime things that you're doing.
Yeah, well, thanks for the support, first and foremost.
Very welcome.
Secondly, we are basically doing a podcast talking about my three key things in Defendercast, which are business, property, and positive thinking. You, my friend, tick a lot of these boxes, and therefore I wanted to get you on. It's not all going to be heavily property focused. There is going to be some talk about other things, but actually I do want to spend some time talking about property and real estate, because there is an impact, and that impact is closing in on us as the days go by. So if I could ask James to make your screen go black, I don't know if he can do that. And then I'm going to introduce you in Defendercast style by going... It's not working.
It is. You just can't hear it.
Cool. Ding dong. Welcome.
There we go.
Who can that be? It's Lloyd Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us, Lloyd. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us who you are briefly, if you don't mind, and I'm going to pick your brains on how the virus has changed our lives.
Absolutely. So my name's Lloyd Harris. I'm CEO of Victor Harris. We're a commercial surveyor and operate in central London. And we've been established for 10 years.
How's working from home with kids, mate?
Well, I've got only the one kid right now, and he's asleep right now, so he's timed this brilliantly. But
yeah, mine too.
When he wakes up, you'll probably hear him in the midst of all of this. But no, he's great. Hello.
I'm going to just put him down over there. And then, James, why don't you ask a question?
Just hold tight, guys, because currently I can't see the broadcast.
Does that mean we do all of that again?
Well, maybe. Is that a good thing?
That is a good thing, because I'm now prepared. I wasn't
Yeah, I don't understand it. Interesting. We're live somewhere.
People on my camera won't know what's going on other than just seeing me.
Yeah, I would have pointed it to let them see the screen if I was you.
I don't want to show the pics on the other side.
To no one.
Are we recording at least?
Well,
we're not.
Ooh. Yeah, but I don't understand where we're live. We are live somewhere.
This is
all new. You got to bear with me a little bit.
Yeah.
We might be on ITV.
Well, that's great.
Hold on. Think... Defendercast live. Live at lunchtime.
Is over there barking.
Defendercast.
Okay, open up. Open up the door.
This is very strange.
Do you want me to check my YouTube or anything? See if I can see it.
I just want to check. Oh no, we're live.
Here,
okay. That's a relief.
Live now or live all this time?
Oh no, live all this time. I'll tell you what, Duncan. If ever there was a time to drop the intro.
Roll the intro.
Okay.
We're
recording. Okay, we're good.
Hello.
We've already done the intros. So, Lloyd, we were talking about working from home, and I've seen you every day building up your Instagram account, building up your following, and starting to get on the fitness vibe. And I can see, I like it. I like people that are just preaching positive energy right now. Yeah. Are you forcing yourself to do that, or does it come naturally? And how are you doing as far as being confined to your own house is concerned?
I mean, I feel like a caged animal. I'm not going to deny it. It is really difficult. But in order to try and get over the issues that we're all facing, I'm doing it with positive energy. So, you know, I bought a bike to cycle inside. That's, again, just a positive thing you can do. Running, doing a lot of road running at the moment. Obviously, within the guidance of a government, once a day. And with work, just trying to just be as positive as possible. We've got stuff that we're still doing, but we have seen a massive change in market conditions. Worlds apart from where it was even 2 weeks ago.
I am listening. I'm just practicing working at home with kids right now, and I'm having a great time. Example,
there you go. It's with my little boy. It is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
And he's great, and he's brilliant. But when you're having an important call with a client,
have you set yourself a schedule for like getting up in the morning? Because obviously you've said, like, and I've heard you say, same as me, I'm used to getting up and going out. I don't come back to my house again until the end of the day. What have you done to kind of set yourself some guidelines? How's your routine going to form? Have you thought much about that? Do you need a new routine?
Well, having a son, it's difficult to have an exact routine. But what I try to do is wake up really early, so 6 o'clock, and make sure I shower as if I was going to work or do something like that. And then I will either cycle I'd usually cycle before and then have a shower, then just crack on with the day to day. If it's not that, in the evening I'm also cycling or running. I'm just trying to keep fitness and work. I think you can't really set a routine in this current condition.
Talk about work.
Well, with work, I've got staff that I'm trying to keep contact with using video, which is helpful.
What are you using to do that? What type of video?
We're using actually FaceTime at the moment, or WhatsApp video. We're not using Zoom or the other things, which other people are saying are quite good, but we're finding that works. With clients as well, we're trying to encourage FaceTime as much as possible. We normally have a meeting with someone, clearly we can't do that now, so FaceTime is really good.
Are you speaking to clients then? What sort of, and who would you say your clients are, and what sort of things are you?
Obviously, without mentioning names, we're dealing with a lot of landlords at the moment.
Yeah.
And I guess for them, it's business as usual at the moment. As far as property is concerned, a landlord has an office building, for example, they want to keep that office building open as much as possible.
Yeah.
Until the tubes actually stop entirely, we don't see them closing their buildings. Obviously, if they have to start shutting their buildings down, it's going to be a really interesting time, because it's going to bring certain disputes, I guess, to the table with tenants.
Do you think
they can't physically get into their building? How can a landlord charge them rent is one clear issue.
So how do you think those conversations are panning out right now? Like,
from very big landlords who, again, I wish I could mention them, but I can't. They're using some really good analogies. One of the best analogies I've come across so far is if you finance a car and you have it on a road, and then the council dig up that road and you can't actually, you know, drive your car, you're not going to call up your finance company and say to them, I'm not going to pay you anymore because I can't drive my car because the road's been, you know, dug up by the council.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, that's a very landlord, that's a very dealership focused answer. Is there another slant? Or,
yeah, the flip side of the coin, which is what we're trying to promote on the flip side, is any businesses who are in financially difficult times, we're offering a service ourselves uniquely in this market to try and help them, you know, fire a bullet at the landlord that may be better than them reaching out directly. So we'll give them the experience to try and manoeuvre around their lease.
Does that create any issues for you being kind of, I mean, I know you kind of work for clients, whoever your clients are, but are your clients more kind of landlords typically, or are they searchers? And obviously you don't want to create a problem for landlords thinking, what's that saying? James, talk to me. All good.
We're all good.
So it's perfect. I don't want to, you know, I guess that you have to tiptoe around a little bit now. Like who's, yeah, I guess the more I think about this, the more crazy.
On one side, we've got landlords who clearly we want to help and encourage tenants not to cause them problems. But then on the other side, we've got tenants calling us saying we can't afford our rent anymore. And then on the other side, we've got other clients who are service office operators who are uniquely offering flexible terms to people while they don't know what the hell's going on.
What are they offering? What are they offering to people? Excuse me, Benjamin. Tell everyone we're live.
We can create is an opportunity where someone can actually pay on a monthly basis their office needs, ultimately. So
what, they can get out of their contracts if they're in a contract?
No. That is, right now, from what I'm hearing, is not an option. It's all a commercial negotiation, really.
So what actually is on offer? Because I think you were starting to say flexible terms. Does that mean they'll let people in on a monthly if they want to come in for 1 month, but they won't let people out for a month if they want to get out for a month?
No, it's a monthly rolling commitment. So providing you know you can commit for a month.
Yeah.
That's really all you'd be required to commit into right now. And it can be set in the future. It may be in July. It might be in June. It doesn't have to be today. But if a company knows that in June they have a premises for a monthly rolling that they can call a base, it's better than not knowing where they're going to be. So what we're actually thinking right now is a company who are in solicitor's hands, proceeding with a lease for 3-5 years, they should consider these type of offerings.
Okay.
Which is a shame because it means we're actually inadvertently advising them to abort their current.
And why are you doing that? I mean, what do you think that are going to be the main differences now? Hold on, let me just post this. Rents and tenants talk live on YouTube. We're live, baby.
Brilliant.
So what do you think, why would you advise it? What do you see happening? Where's this going to go? What's this going to do for commercial property and rental values and capital values? I mean, I know it's very early days and I know we pretty much don't have a fucking clue, let's be honest.
Well, let me give you a scenario. There's a business right now I could use as an example who would do really well in this market. It's not even a business, a charity. Right now, if I was a landlord, I'd be looking at charitable organisations. Those are good covenants right now.
Yeah.
Because if there's a charity who's operating in times of need, i.e. they're helping businesses who are struggling or individuals who are struggling right now, they're not going to downsize right now. They're probably going to increase their operation.
Yeah, so charities, you think, are... Yeah,
I've been seeing, talking, yeah, we're also seeing hotels offering NHS space, you know, for their needs, their obvious needs with the virus.
Did you hear something today about the Excel Centre?
Yeah, Excel, even Labs, they're a service office provider. Great work they're doing at the moment. They have announced all of their open spaces can be used for medical treatment for the NHS.
Yeah.
But of course, these are just ways to help us while as a country we're struggling. But the future, I foresee the market is going to get smaller. There's no denying. You know, retail is really badly affected right now.
Yeah, I mean, retail, I went for a run this morning. I do actually worry for a lot of businesses right now. We won't fit in there. Benji's not happy about the retail checkpoint. I worry for a lot of businesses. I've seen shops close down. Do you want me to put him back in?
No.
What's the matter? Do you want to get your muzzy?
No.
Okay, well, do you want with this? Do you know we're live right now, Bench?
No.
Do you want to talk to everyone?
No.
All right, I love you.
No, I think it is an issue of retail. But
shops are just closed down. They've drained their water out. They've pulled the shutters down and they don't know when they're going to be going back.
Well, look at Wetherspoons. They've shut all of their pubs and they employ, I think, is it 40,000 people across the UK?
Yeah, I mean, McDonald's just closed from now on. Closed until further notice.
I mean, right now it is really concerning, but I think there's opportunity here. I really do think there is.
Talk to us about opportunity. I think people are a bit somewhat scared to talk about opportunity because they don't want to get on the bandwagon of exploiting. And I just actually replied to... replied to something from Grant Bates, who posted on Instagram, who I really, really like, actually, and I'll put his link in the description below when we finish. But Lloyd's sort of, and I was saying it's a bit early right now to know where the opportunity is, but undoubtedly on the property side, there are going to be some people who are desperate for cash and would sell stuff for less than they might have otherwise sold it for. And then I guess there's an opportunity... I mean, I wouldn't want to rent something long-term right now and start trying to turn it into a serviced office. But I might want to buy something cheap if I thought that, you know, if I had the cash to do it, because a lot of lending businesses,
The question you would almost ask yourself, though, is when is the bottom? When have we hit the bottom? Because right now, I don't think we've hit the bottom yet, however positive I am.
If you could buy something at 50p in the pound, if you buy £1 million building that now you could exchange and complete on today for £500,000, is it? I honestly don't know.
How do you assess the rent? How do you work out the estimated rental value, knowing that you know now tenants are all asking for holidays right now? They're really struggling.
What predictions have you got? How long is this going to go on for? How long do you see this going on for?
Please,
hope that's not a beer, James.
Please, God, it isn't longer than 3 months. But if it is 3 months...
Oh, I can see you. Yeah. I'll let you have that.
If it is 3 months, then it's going to be probably longer after 3 months, I reckon. So after summer, we might see market finding some form of normality. Hopefully.
Yeah, after the summer, is that your...
I'd like to think, but...
It seems so like we've all just clicked into thinking, well, that's it, no trade till after the summer.
Look at it this way, right now, they say...
It's literally fucking killing me right now.
They're saying work from home right now, and if you're thinking about what you can monetize right now, look at yourselves. You're not probably spending anything other than on food right now. Yeah. Or gym equipment, maybe. So there's not really that much of a marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, someone said to me that it doesn't matter how much money you've got right now because you can't buy anything.
I guess you'll be judged on what's in the fridge rather than what's in the bank.
Yeah, we're all rich and we're all poor right now.
You could have... all the cars you want outside, but where are you driving to? Where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, that is a good analogy for me. Thank you very much, Lloyd.
No, I've spoken to actually a lot of businesses. So I spoke to actually one who does lending for cars, high-end cars. Yeah. I've spoken to clients who are recruiters, even governmental clients who are, you know, even as far as wealth funds we've spoken to.
I mean, we spoke to a recruiter yesterday and I asked him, and I'll ask you the same. In fact, I'll ask you the question first. Between 1 to 10, how big an impact has coronavirus had on your business so far?
10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I mean, he said, the way you react to that.
Yeah.
That is the key.
So
we're in the same boat right now. So how we get out of that boat is what's going to determine
where we swim to.
Yeah, exactly.
And how cold it is when the, I mean,
look, so right now we're setting up, as you know, we're setting up a residential arm to our business, and that's really going to be what we use the spearhead approach after this. We're going to really encourage, you know, that sort of work. Commercial is going to take time. If you look at all the bear markets over the previous decades, it's taken years to recover. In a lot of them, .com, crash, all these different events.
It feels to me like the world is just on in sleep mode right now. Like everyone's just said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to sleep. You know, not that they have a choice, don't get me wrong, there's not that anyone's got a choice. It's just that's how it is right now.
Look, there's some people right now who probably they haven't left their bed, they haven't got red shoes, they haven't done anything, and those are the people I'm really worried about. Worried about those who are not doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some casualties, yeah, and I hate to like keep coming back to it, but I feel like.
But also, the government, in my opinion, they've not done enough with self-employed businesses. They've helped the staff with their incentives.
What's coming then? So not
the ones who take the risk and need the most support because we've got the overheads. And I feel that there needs to be something done for self-employed business
owners. What do you think is going to be done? Because that's supposed to be talked about tonight, I believe. We're going to hear a little bit more about that. What would you like?
They're talking about deferring VAT, which for me isn't really helpful because it's still a bill that's going to arrive eventually. Corporation tax would be a good one.
Yeah.
And reducing corporation tax, which would also make the UK more exciting globally anyway.
Hold on a sec, guys. I'm coming back.
I'll get involved at this point.
Yes.
Oh, okay, we're back.
Just go on, James. I'd like to hear what you think.
I was just going to say to you that I think we've got a bit of an audio delay. My thinking remains constant on this, which is we were talking about having not seen the bottom.
Yeah.
And I think that what seems to happen at the moment is it's like Skittles, right? Currently, maybe the front two rows have been affected. And it seems to me that it doesn't matter how insulated you think you might be. It only takes the tiers that are holding you up to crumble before you can't do anything about it. I said to you a couple of days ago, Duncan, when we spoke about it, that when you look at Virgin and people like that who have just sliced 75% straight out of their workforce immediately, like the industries that are supported by that are going to disappear underneath are going to be huge.
And as landlords,
as a landlord, you might not have a choice. You might turn around and say, well, okay, rent holidays and whatever. But if there are no businesses left occupying your spaces, you've either got to relet those spaces or you've got to try and be patient and hope that those companies are going to recover and remain your tenant. Right now you might not think that way. But if 80% of your tenants all of a sudden end up in that situation, you might change how you think about it. And that's a lot of,
I think a lot of people are thinking about that already right now. I think a lot of people are thinking, are my tenants going to be in business when I call them to ask them for the first month's rent, let alone...
So we've spoken to a lot of service office clients of ours, and you would expect a lot of them are probably trying to leave. But if anything, some of them are now saying, we want to stay. We want to just stay short term, see what's going on, and then evaluate. So... it might be you're right that in the future that could happen.
Isn't that because they don't have a choice?
No, the companies are choosing. Yeah, the companies don't have a choice. They're saying rather than go for a leasehold for 5, 10 years, 3 years, we're going to just stay here, be on a monthly or be on a short-term commitment. And that marketplace is going to grow. I can't see it not growing.
Yeah. Short-term serviced office, you think, will come out of this with a good opportunity?
I think they'll come out of it with less of a less effective than, say, landlords who are reliant on companies to commit to 5, 10-year leases.
Yeah. Well, you think, yeah, I mean, like, I can hear what you're saying there, that there's unlikely.
My business, we're in a service office right now, and, you know, we're able to terminate our agreement on a monthly rolling whenever. Yeah.
And are you?
What's that?
Have you done that?
No. Why? Because I truly believe we'll be back. And although it might be in a different world, there's going to be new opportunities.
But wouldn't you give notice now and then start again in 3 months when you're allowed out of your house again?
Potentially, but you never know what's going to happen. Right now, they've got us locked down. Things are changing by the day almost. I mean, I heard they're now giving rates relief to estate agents. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, that's going to be really welcomed by a lot of estate agents.
Well, business rate relief.
Yeah.
I thought rate relief was for every business now.
No, they're talking about it only being for leisure and specific leisure-focused retail, but they're now looking to expand it.
Fair enough. I thought it was just retail, personally, but no. Maybe I'd misunderstood.
It didn't include estate agents, which was a big problem.
No.
So that will help. Look, the government aren't going to let us be in a world where everyone's unemployed. They're going to do everything.
You said that they haven't done enough, and then you went on to say with regard to self-employment. Do you think what's your view now of how much they have done generally? And like, how do you feel about being living in England right now compared to what you're seeing in the news around the world? And I don't know, what comments have you got? And can you hear me over Benji singing?
I can. No, to be honest, I'm really proud to be living in this country. I think they're reacting really well. They're doing the best they can do. They've pumped huge amounts of money back into the economy to help deal with all of these issues. I know ultimately...
hundreds of billions.
I know. We're going to pay for it in the long run, but... if it helps kickstart some sort of reaction after
you're
this,
you're paying for it in the long run, mate.
If it helps kickstart some sort of recovery, then it's worth doing. I think America are playing an interesting card, saying that they're going to come back after Easter. I heard Donald Trump announcing that he's going to open them all up to the virus again and sort of just put them into. I'm scared for them if they do that.
I'm scared for them when I hear him talk. And I watched a thing the other day about him for the last 20 days saying, we're fine, we're on top of it. And then like everything going on, it's fine, we know what we're doing. We're doing a great job. We're going to be out of this before you know it. And then I'm like, okay, it's a pretty big country, mate. And doesn't look to be under control. Look, I guess... what I want to say is that I'm on day 2 or 3, or I mean the days have merged into themselves. And one thing from my point of view, I want to focus on this just for a second, is this podcast. And it really is an opportunity for me to carry on my daily meetings that I've been having for so long, getting out, meeting people and talking to them. And hopefully, and for me, it's therapeutic to be able to you know, hear your views, Lloyd, and see what you're experiencing from the other side of, not the other side of the country, but certainly we're not based sitting in Marylebone anymore.
I'm not in Mayfair right now, sadly.
Yeah, it looks lovely. I mean, look, it's been an amazing... Look, I'm trying not to be too positive because it almost sounds sickening, but I went out for a run at 6 o'clock this morning. Choo-choo! The sun was shining in my eyes and, you know, it was quiet out and there's a kind of eerie peacefulness. And, you know, I've taken the time to pick up the phone, call my friends, call my family, and remind them that I love them and that I miss them and I'm looking forward to seeing them. There's some people I miss more than others. But, you know, and I'm also trying to get onto my team every day and sort of try and spread some realism, but also just, you know, you've both seen it firsthand. There's some positive energy in that we're going to be all right and we're going to get through this. And I don't want to come out of my door in 3 months' time and be like rubbing my eyes thinking, the sun's burning my eyes. I'd rather be out having done something useful and built a community.
They should be doing as well, in my opinion, is they should be looking at all their bills and working out ways to just cut things down where they don't need to be sort of take away all luxuries. All luxuries need to be sort of taken away.
It feels easier to do now, doesn't it? It feels easier to say, I don't need that anymore. You know, I probably wouldn't have bought these 2 weeks ago if I'd have known. You know, I definitely wouldn't have bought this. And
I enjoy the simple things now. I just enjoy having a shower these days.
It's crazy.
A walk is so satisfying. It's amazing. I've spoken to certain suppliers to us who database suppliers, and I've asked them to give us easement holidays, etc. And I advise everyone else to do it, even agents, to try and speak to companies like Rightmove to try and help them weather this storm.
You can see how that can have the knock-on effect. And when the government's saying, phone your bank and tell them you're not going to pay and phone your landlord.
While you're not making money, why should they make money? We should all make money, all be in the same boat, and then get out the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is never, ever going to be agreed by all, is it? The problem is that unless everybody adopts that mentality, unless everyone... does, then
so what would you
you're
going to
get a percentage of people going, all right, well, I'm not going to do it because they're not going to do it. And that again goes up and up. And then all of a sudden, half the people don't. Are you happy to turn everything off right now?
I think pause is the word.
Everything. You can't pay for anything and no one can take any money.
Internet.
No, things you use, you should, in my opinion, pay for. But right now, how can an agent use a system like Rightmove when they're not able to even conduct viewings? And all these virtual tours, they're great. And it shows
property, can't you? You can use their service.
Yeah.
Well, you can look at things, but you
do
can't.
Do you want people looking at when they're at home for the next 3 weeks?
Are
the
they're dreaming of what the reality was or what the reality
what
is
might now be.
Yeah. I can't afford that mansion, so I'm now going to look at that studio.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that extreme.
Who's the winners and losers?
Well, funny you should say that, because I think, sadly, those who profit out of people not doing well are going to do well. And I'm not in that industry and I wouldn't want to be in that industry. But debt recovery, solicitors who enforce, you know, the law against people who are not paying rent, and I personally think the government should stop those businesses currently because they are counterproductive in this world. It's a real shame, but those companies are going to do very well.
I mean, look, I don't think it's fair to stop anyone doing business. I would go the other way and to say, look, while times have been good, some of those businesses, like, I don't know, you mentioned debt recovery and receivership, they've been having a relatively bad time while everyone else has been doing well. And if you look back, and I've seen loads of these stock market trend emails and messages, what's happened is cyclical cycles. I mean, look, this is a bolt from the blue. I mean, I don't know if there's a single person on earth who had any idea that anything like this could even happen, except for maybe Bill Gates in 2015, who seemed to accurately predict the entire thing. But, you know, one thing that I've learned in my relatively small amount of time in business is that we have ups and downs. And, you know, whether it's the Lehman Brothers getting cocky or some vicious disease or anything, you know, that could happen, what it can mean is the light switch gets switched off and everything you thought was possible. You know, Heathrow's busiest airport in the world and planes come in every 2 or 3 minutes. Guess what? None. Just nothing. Can't fly to America. Can't drive your car. Can't leave your house. And everyone's like, you know, it is. And the one thing I'll come out of this thinking, expect the unexpected. Not the unexpected like, you know, they might not have your favourite toilet paper. Like, they might not have any toilet paper. There might not be any shops open. You might have to stand in a queue to buy yourself some groceries. And, you know, it does make me think, what on earth were we doing? It's in some respects. And I think that's a positive.
All I'm saying is we just pause until the time we're told to pause till. So they're saying 12 weeks. If that, let's say, was just a temporary pause, everyone will feel the same pain. No one will be any different. Anyone who can't afford to pay for their mortgage has the support that, as you know, government have announced. That is what I'm saying. And then when please God, 12 weeks passes, I'd like to think there'll be some relative normality.
I can tell you one thing for sure. I'm not going to be fucking pausing a single fucking thing. I'm going to get up out of my bed every day. I'm going to speak to many people on earth. I want to find business opportunities. I want to find people I can help. I want to find people that want to talk. And I want to come out of this having dedicated myself to being better and having a stronger network and getting involved with things that maybe I wouldn't have done before.
I'm addressing currently, just right now is good to build the back end of your business. You know, the stuff that's going to help you when you are back fully open again. Obviously, agreeing a contract with someone at this current moment is very tricky. It's doable. I agree with you. You know, build relationships, build new connections, establish new ways to work, new ideas, or even streamline your current approach. That is the best thing to be doing right now. You know, it's not, maybe I'm wrong saying pause. It's just doing business in a different way.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't need to even state the obvious. Everyone's obviously chasing their invoices. That's clearly a number one, you know, thing.
Yeah, get paid for work you've already done.
Yeah, of course. Or even finish the jobs you're doing.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. Finish the jobs you're doing, chase what you've got, and then just build relationships that will help you when we're all back again.
What is it, Benj?
Leg guy.
Leg guy, yeah. Lloyd, what else do you want to tell me?
What do you want to know? I mean, look, we're doing...
Let's take property and business out of it for a second, or even positive thinking. I mean, like, what...
So what? The best thing for me right now is just one word, gratitude. I think right now... So when I'm saying, you know, pause, and I'm actually saying slow down. I think as businesses, we should slow down because we have the time to do it now.
Yeah.
You know, you're not now commuting for an hour somewhere. You don't need to leave your house. So when you've got those extra hours, use that time to be grateful for your family, grateful for having a roof over your head, hot foods every day. These are the things that I feel are helping me personally. And then fitness is another thing. I was too busy to keep fit. And now I don't have that excuse. So I'm keeping fit. Why not?
How's that going for you? How much better do you feel after? Like, it's been a couple of weeks, right? Have you?
Yeah. So I've really been, I'm amazed. I feel completely fresh every day. I have had, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not indestructible. I have moments where I think, you know, shocking what's happening.
Yeah.
But a quick you know, cycle or run, and you get it out of your system.
Are you sleeping better? Are you eating better? Are you stocked up enough to be able to eat whatever you want, whenever you want?
We're not panic buying. You know, that one thing I feel is really important to say. We're just buying what we need when we need it. And we are eating healthy, and that is also helping. We're just doing everything possible to be positive, doing the simple things. If you can do the simple things now, life is simple right now, you know?
I mean, yeah, like, I will.
Can you imagine if they turn off the internet, then what? You know, we'd all be really lost. So we should be really grateful to have what we've got. The fact we can all communicate via the internet is an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is amazing. What would I do? I'll find, I don't know. I mean, I'm not actually sure. I was about to say, I'll find something to do, but then I was like, I mean, one thing the buses and the trains stopping, it's another thing the internet's stopping. I think I'd probably start recording this shit on a fucking cassette player, because...
Yeah, you'd maybe write a diary or read a book, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think everything, right now we're in a simple world, so let's, with internet, which is an amazing thing, so keep it simple, do all the right things, and use the internet to your advantage, you know. I'm using it personally to communicate with loads of people around the world.
How's it going for you?
It's amazing. With the messages I've been receiving from people...
I thought there was a kind of day or two where socials, I don't know if it's just because I mean, I actually didn't do any exercise for 2 days, which was a big deal.
It's shocking.
I didn't do anything on my, I went hard on Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday, I wrote out my, and I can see it over there, like my new daily routine, and exercise is right at the top, right at the beginning. And I don't know, I just couldn't. I was like preaching how positive I am and how I'm going to make this work, and, you know, and then I just didn't get around to it. So I slept for 12 hours last night. I got into bed at 7 o'clock and I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. I was mentally. Yeah, I mean, I was mentally gone yesterday, mentally and physically gone. And I woke up this morning, and I always tell myself, when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself you're going to have a great day. You know, give yourself a chance to have a great day. Have a great day, Ben Jules.
Right now, let me ask you a question. Don't you find there are times where you think, what's the point of even getting up? May as well just sleep in, not get ready, not do anything.
I think more than ever, those thoughts have crossed my mind, yeah.
But the difference is, and this is where I think there's a difference between people like ourselves and others who are not doing it, is with... getting in the shower, we're going for a run, we're getting changed into clothes. You know, these are things I think are so important currently. If you're not doing these things, you should really do them, in my opinion. Because sitting in bed in the same clothes you've worn for 2 days, because you're not seeing anyone, is actually, for the mind, the most negative thing you can do, in my opinion. And that is how you're going into a downward spiral. And those people I'm worried about. And that's why I'm doing everything I'm doing, because I want to try and encourage any of those people. If I can get one person out on the road, then I feel, forget business, I feel that in itself is an achievement.
I agree with you, mate. I love it. Thank you very much for your time.
Look, anytime. I guess
we'll do this again. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
No. It's look, and even this talking is healthy. I'd say to everyone,
I agree. Talk. Look, I don't, you know, look, I'm doing it first and foremost. I you know, someone said, oh, it's all about you, this live at lunchtime, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, to be honest, it is. Because I know. Yeah, because look, I know I'm going to have to be in one place at every time, every day. And I'm saying I'm going to do something. I want to follow it through. I need to get some shit off my chest.
Duncan,
I
want to hear what other people are doing. Will you come onto my live chat on WhatsApp?
Whenever you want.
Brilliant.
Whenever you're ready, mate.
No, I think, look, for now.
I can't go anywhere without my producer, though.
But don't you find it reassuring that we're all in the same position? Don't you find that reassuring? Like, you know, when you're working and you know that you're real and you're not going to make it in for the day, and you know everyone else is working and you feel a bit ill that you're missing out of opportunities. At least now, you know, everyone's got the same, they're experiencing the same thing.
No, it's not your mummy. Oh, well, that's your mummy. Show me your mummy. Does that look like your mummy?
Yeah.
Show it. Show everyone.
I like mummy.
No, don't worry. It's not your mummy. It's your Legos.
The doorbell is working, by the way. You just can't hear it. You've got to trust me.
Oh, I trust you. Fine. I wasn't able to hear. Mate, keep up your positive thinking. Keep up doing what you're doing. If I can help you with anything, please let me know, because I would absolutely love to if I can.
I've got some ideas, but we can discuss that without the audience, if you get
that. Well, actually, James, do we have an audience?
Actually, I can tell you there is currently 3 people watching.
We're 50% yesterday.
If anybody wants to comment and let us know, you could be the first ever shout out.
Go on. Let's see. Anyone want to shout out right
we'll
now?
Just hang around for this. I guess this is as good a point as any to roll the end credits.
Let's do it.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Recording.
Mommy!
All right, James, you look very serious.